Pastor Charles Jenkins, y'all. Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago, man. Proud of him. Miles College own. Pastor Haynes, good morning.
Hey, man, that's my boy. Charles Jenkins is doing it big time. Fellowship is a great church. And God is awesome. And this goes out, Rick, to anybody who's going through a situation of adversity right now. My reminder is, with Charles Jenkins, God is awesome. This song goes out to people like my boy, the Reverend Al Sharpton, whose mother made her transition this morning. Reverend Al is going to speak tonight in Sanford, Florida. Anyhow, why? Because God is awesome enough to give you the strength to press on even in the face of pain. God is awesome like that. Matter of fact, I'll hang out right there because someone is hurting even right now. Somehow God gives you enough internal strength to keep on going when everyone looks at you and wonders, how is it that you can keep on going? Why? Because the God above me, who is also awesome in me. And because God is awesome above me and in me, God can give me strength to go on anyhow. But also, Rick, God is awesome even in the case of Trayvon Martin, because don't you forget, y'all, God is so awesome, God will have the last word. Trayvon did not die in vain, and because God is awesome, the good news is that somehow God transforms the negative things that happen to us. Something positive comes out of it. Watch this. God is so awesome that, yes, Trayvon is no longer with us, but his death has brought to life a brand new movement against injustice in the criminal justice system. Why? Because God is awesome like that. What Zimmerman meant for evil, God is going to work for good, because God is awesome. So for anybody who is hurting right now, anybody who is broken going through it right now, don't you give up. You keep looking up, because God's awesomeness is greater than the adversity you are going through. God is provider for those who have more month than money. God is the source of peace for those who are under stress and under pressure. God is awesome. So don't you give up. Keep looking up, because God is awesome.
You know what, Pastor Haynes?
Yes, sir.
Man, you said something so powerful just now. After everything that Reverend Al Sharpton is going through.
Yeah.
This man has lost his mother, his best friend, the lady that gave him birth.
Come on now.
And this man is still on the grind, still on the hunt for justice, down there protesting against an unjust death of Trayvon Martin.
Come on.
And whatever. And that's a message. That's a powerful message right there, because when you are willing to put your own personal problems aside and what you're going through aside to do something for somebody else. Man, Pastor Haynes, that's awesome. And I've been saying that for years, because what Reverend Al understands and what we all need to understand, Pastor Haynes, it ain't about you.
It ain't about you. Come on now, Rick.
And everything, and the problem that a lot of us have, Pastor Haynes, we all make everything about us. It ain't about us.
Say that.
Yeah, his mom and dad is gone, and there's nothing that he can do. He'll handle that later. But for right now, we got to take a stand, because there's a murderer.
That's right.
Walking out here, and there's some unjust, and there's work to be done.
You work know, to be done. You don't have any Skittles, and you're a black man, you may get shot.
Yes, sir. You know, my grandmother, God rest her soul, but when Big Mama died, that's her mother, you know, when Big Mama died, my grandmama said, I was getting ready to come to the funeral. She said, no. She said, if you have an opportunity, son, to go down there to Columbia, South Carolina, and open up for D.L. Hughley and Bernie Mac, which I had never met at the time, and I was just a young comedian starting out. She said, Mama gone. She said, you did everything you had to do for Mama while she was living. You go down there and do that show and make a name for yourself or whatever. And my grandma would not even let me attend that funeral, because she knew that I had work to do. And I had to press on. I'm talking about, man, that's so powerful right there. It just ain't about you.
And even
in that, man, you know. Oh, man, that's powerful. Because I just love Reverend Al Sharpton so much. I get really emotional when it comes to him, man, because I see this man take a lot of shots and go through a lot of stuff. And just yesterday on Twitter, I saw people just dogging him out or whatever. And the thing is, while you're dogging him out, what are you doing?
Come on,
What have you done to further anybody's cause while you're talking about him? If whatever somebody do that's wrong, that's between them and God. Who are you the judge?
Thank you.
Get out here and do something for somebody else and stop making things about yourself. And I promise you, by the time you come back to your problem and your situation, God already got it handled, man.
You better
that's
say what, it.
That's a powerful message in there, and I just really thank you for it.
Thank you, my brother.
Love you, Pastor Haynes.
Love you. Keep it up, Ricky Smiley.